Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer, and that was Scottish actor David Tennant reading the first four lines of William Shakespeare's sonnet number 18. In the poem, Shakespeare describes summer as lovely and temperate, but here in New York, we know the season can be downright unbearable. Yet in spite of the weather, each summer, thousands of people flock outdoors to public performances of the Bard's plays. So we're going to take calls. Actors, producers, directors, writers, anyone involved in summer Shakespeare in the New York region, call in. Let us know which of Will's plays your company will be performing in the upcoming month and what makes your performance unique. What audience will you see at your play that might not get it elsewhere? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And with us now to talk about this summer season of Shakespeare is Adam Feldman, theater critic for Time Out New York. Adam, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Adam, it's summertime. It's very hot. There are bugs everywhere. And it's not an understatement to say that being outside for long periods of time, and I'm talking 4 hours when we're talking Shakespeare.
not quite that long.
Why do people flock to parks for these long, though very beautiful, plays?
Well, I think there's something about the summertime that makes you want to get outside and enjoy the alfresco experience. I love the big old theaters of Broadway, but there's something about those jewel box spaces that isn't particularly summery. You know, that isn't particularly summery. They feel a little cloistered and they feel a little stuffy. And so in the summer, it's one reason that the Broadway and major off-Broadway companies often don't program the summer seasons as aggressively as they do the rest of the year. They know that people don't necessarily want to be in those spaces during the summer, and they want to be outdoors. And so we've seen this proliferation of outdoor Shakespeare performances, inspired obviously by the Public Theater's Shakespeare in the Park series, but also just sort of moving out from there to do other Shakespeare productions and even productions of classics that are not Shakespeare, productions of Chekhov, productions of Moliere, productions of the Greek classics. And so there's something about the air outside that makes it sort of fun to be outdoors during this time.
And, of course, it's been really difficult to get tickets to the Shakespeare in the Park recently because all the celebrities have started to be a part of it. Meryl Streep,
well,
Al Pacino,
sure, but this year,
Denzel.
This year it's actually a little bit less difficult because
yes,
they don't have any of those huge names in the Shakespeare in the Park season this summer at the Delacorte in Central
Park.
So
we would encourage people to use this year as an opportunity to become familiar with it if they haven't before.
Yeah. I mean, I think whether or not the production is my favorite or whether or not the play is my favorite, there's something really wonderful and essential New York about going to the Delacorte in the summer, waiting in line.
Even the line is a fun experience in and of itself.
And the line this year is a little bit less daunting than it's been in past years because Al Pacino and Meryl Streep are not involved. You're really going just to see a Shakespeare play. And so, you know, in former years, there have been times when you'd have to get there at 4 in the morning or hire a line sitter to wait for you.
Well, speak for yourself.
4 in the morning. Oh, not. I'm not speaking for myself. Believe me. That would be an awfully nice life. But, no, people did that.
You know,
people would hire people to wait in line for them.
But this year, it's possible. Let's, in light of that sometimes, although perhaps not this year, daunting experience, let's take some calls for alternative experiences to Shakespeare because we have a bunch stacked up. A bunch of people are calling in with some suggestions. Here's Tim Erickson. Tim, you are on WNYC, and you are so fortunate because with us also is Adam, who is the Time Out New York theater critic, not to mention all of our other listeners. So what is your suggestion? And we're going to try and keep the calls quick so we can get a lot of you in. Go ahead,
sure.
Tim.
Thanks so much for having us on. Boomerang Theater Company is producing Much Ado About Nothing this summer in Central Park, and it's our 13th season in Central Park for free shows. And what makes it unique, I think, in a lot of ways, is that anybody can come. It is completely open. There's no ticketing. There's no line. So as much as people love sitting in line and waiting. Sometimes they don't like sitting in line and waiting if they have day jobs or children or what have you. So this is completely open. Anyone can just come with a blanket or a chair and throw it down on the lawn and watch Much Ado About Nothing for 2 hours.
And that's Tim. He's the artistic director of Boomerang Theater Company. Now let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for having me. Hip to Hip Theater Company is in its fifth season, and we are bringing both Much Ado About Nothing and Othello in repertory to eight different parks in Queens, which is where we are based, and then we close the shows out in Southampton. Each year we've been able to grow so that we can offer more of a theater experience for the good people of Queens and any of those who want to come from the other boroughs as well. But we've selected Queens because my wife and I are based there and live there, but also because we really are trying to target an underserved population, very working class, family-oriented neighborhoods in Queens that don't have the luxury to go into Manhattan or into Central Park to see the Delacorte's productions. So we try to reach out to as many people who, some of whom never have seen a live performance before.
Jason, thank you so much.
Well, and nice thing about these outdoor productions is that it's not just about seeing a play or about seeing a Shakespeare play. It's a lot of it is about spending some time in a park outdoors with people that you like. And it's a nice way to combine that experience of just being outdoors in the summer in New York with this extra cultural experience of seeing a fancy show.
Let's take Joanna. Joanna, you are on WNYC, and you're fortunate enough to be here with Adam Feldman, the theater critic for Time Out New York.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of Shakespeare on the Sound in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is just a 40-minute trip from Metro North. We're producing Much Ado About Nothing. This is our final weekend in a beautiful waterfront park. It's just a 2-minute walk from the train station. With the Long Island Sound all around. The music and songs for the show are by Stu and Heidi Rodewald, who are the creators of Passing Strange. And it's a very contemporary production performed on the back of a flatbed truck with the audience all around and action moving all through the audience. And I have to say, I think Adam just perfectly described the great thing about these audiences in a free outdoor Shakespeare event. I see families coming with their friends, picnics with small tables, with wine. We have burgers and hot dogs and everything you could possibly want for sale at the venue, but people also bring in their food. And people start arriving at this waterfront park around 5 in the afternoon to just gather with family and friends and
Joanna,
have a great time.
Thank you very much. Joanna with Shakespeare on the Sound. And we have Kara with her company. She's the artistic director, I think, of the Adirondack Shakespeare Company. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell us a bit, very briefly.
Sure. Thank you so much, first, for having me on. We are producing our second season this year in the Adirondacks, the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged in repertory with A Midsummer Night's Dream and The Merchant of Venice. And what's different about our performance style, we call it Shakespeare in the Raw. It's a very stripped-down performance style. We focus mostly on the text and the musicality of the language. We don't have sets. We have very simple costumes, no lighting designs or props. We just have a very small company of 13 actors performing multiple roles. And what I love about it is there's a real immediacy and a demand on the audience to participate in the show, so we all have to imagine the show together. So if you want to come enjoy some Shakespeare up in the beautiful Adirondacks, we run through August, and we opened this past Sunday.
Thank you so much, Kara, for your call. And Adam, I have to ask you a question. It's a debate I've been having with my many friends. I share a great passion for Shakespeare. And it's about this policy of non-traditional casting.
Sure.
And the Public Theater, of course, has that policy.
Yes.
And it does seem like a lot of the other smaller companies, we're hearing from many of them today, are experimenting with their casting process as well. The Manhattan Shakespeare Project, I think we actually have them on the phone. Wait, let's check. Sarah, are you with us?
Hi, yes, thank you so much
now,
for having
Sarah,
us.
Sarah, are you the all-female troupe?
We are.
I can't believe you're calling. I was just about to ask Adam a question about you, and there you are.
Here we are. We are very excited. Thank you so much.
So tell us about your reimagination of traditional casting.
Well, Manhattan Shakespeare Project, Manhattan's all-female Shakespeare company, is about fostering the growth of the female artist in all of its incarnations. We're trying to answer the question, which I don't think we found it, but we're still working on it. What does it mean for an all-female cast to do scripts that and to perform text that was originally written for an all-male cast? And what do you hear that's different? And what images come up that's different? And that's what makes us unique.
So what is your thought about that? Because
this is
an ongoing debate,
well,
I have
it is honestly. It's a larger debate.
Sarah, thank you so much for
your debate
call.
Within the theater community generally, and some people are in favor and some people are against. But my personal feeling is it's also true that most people don't speak in verse. These shows are older shows. Well, I try to speak in meter, at least. But these shows are not realistic shows, and so it doesn't disturb me as much when there's non-traditional casting, when they are playful with it. And also, these plays have been around for a long time. We've seen many iterations of them. This summer alone, you can have multiple versions of the same play. We were just talking to someone who's doing Henry V with an all-female cast, but there's also another Henry V that's going on concurrently in the River for River Festival that starts at Battery Park, and then you get on a ferry, and for the French scenes, you're over in Governor's Island.
River to River.
Yeah, River to River, exactly. And they are doing – or Island to Island. They are doing you're free with Shakespeare to make bolder choices sometimes because the texts are so familiar than you would be with newer plays that people are less experienced with.
Now, we've talked about Shakespeare in the Park. What about listeners who would like to travel to see some summer Shakespeare? Do you have any recommendations of where they should go, Stratford Shakespeare or Ontario?
The Shaw Festival in Ontario certainly has a lot of great offerings. Personally, I feel like there's so much to do in the city right now. I mean, there are 10, literally 10, all free outdoor Shakespeare or other classic productions going on this week alone.
Well,
so, you know, go to timeoutnewyork.com/theater.com. We have a whole list of them every week of the options for you outdoors.
So you have your marching orders and catch up on your Shakespeare, I think the old expression goes.
Brush up and catch up.
All right. Thank you so much, Adam, for being with us. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Brian's back on Monday. Have a terrific weekend.